Ken and I are joined in studio this morning, Lafayette City Parish Council Chairman Jay Castile joining us. Hey, good morning. Thanks
good
for
morning.
Being here.
How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing great. How are you this morning?
Great.
Good. We have lots of hand sanitizer, so forgive us if we cough on you. We apologize.
Next week we're bringing masks, but this week it's just sanitizer.
Ken, it can't get any bigger than this, Ken.
I keep searching, man. It's just 2 liters. I'm waiting to find the three-liter economy
or
size.
Or a three-gallon one might be good, huh? Go big or go home, huh? There you go.
Pull the truck in.
I'm not backing up yet. All right, so Mr. Castile joining us to talk a little council business. All right, so one of the issues over the last couple of weeks that people have been talking about in a variety of different venues has to do with TIFs, which are special taxing districts. Of course, a lot of folks know about the TIF used for Louisiana Avenue in that corridor where the extra money, if you will, was used to develop that area for economic development, and that has, you know, meant development of that interchange there and the shopping center, the roads, et cetera. And there's been some discussion about using TIFs again for the I-49, I-10 corridor and then Cully Saloom and Ambassador in that area. This issue has gotten a lot of play. There's a lot of folks that just really don't even like the idea. Right. So what kind of feedback are you getting?
It's the same. You know, people want to be able to vote on taxes and those type of issues, which I have no problems with that. This ordinance was only an introductory ordinance, and it was just for to start discussion of possible TIF districts in those areas. Mm-hmm. It wasn't anything that was going to take place. You know, the council wasn't going to vote on taxing the people without them knowing about it. It was none of that stuff. It was just to get some discussion going, get the public involved to see, you know, because we've been hollering about frontage roads for years and years and years. We've been crying about the Evangeline Thruway, Cully Saloom, Vera School Road. And we're just trying to find different ways to try to get these projects, you know, on the board. And if the people don't, you know, if they don't want it, that's not a problem. We don't have an issue with that. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just to advertise to get some discussion started.
Okay, so the advertising money, if it would have been approved by the council, that advertising money would have been spent on what? Basically, advertising that you were going to be having the discussion,
right,
or there was going to be a place for public comment, or what was it
going
to fund?
Well, it was going to fund advertisement in the papers and the news and everywhere around, just to get it out there for the people to start coming to the meetings. We were going to set up meetings for everyone to come out and discuss the issues, and that's what the advertisement was for. That's all it was for.
And for those who, you know, really against the idea, said, you know what, we don't even want to fool with that.
That's not a problem.
Yeah. And so council, okay, so now the item dealing with that, it has not been removed from the agenda.
Correct.
But you have been encouraged as council members to not discuss it, or what's occurring, basically?
The administration requested that we pull the item.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to pull the item. I'm going to leave it on the agenda, and I'm going to ask the council if, you know, I'm going to let the council know that the administration requested that it be pulled and not no action taken. So if we don't make a motion or a second on it, then it'll die for lack of motion, so it'll go away. Mm-hmm. So that's hopefully what's going to happen. If a councilman wants a discussion, then he'll have to motion it and second get a second for it and then talk about it.
So the easiest way for this to disappear would be for folks not to do anything
tonight. Exactly. And that's why I'm going to ask the council to go ahead and do nothing. Mm-hmm. Just leave it alone.
Now, why would it not be pulled from the agenda? If it was pulled from the agenda, would then you have to do more advertising?
Well,
because the agenda must be published before
it was published as an introductory item. We took it up. We introduced it. So it has to come forward for final adoption. Now it can die without a motion at final, but it has to come forward. You can't just pull an introductory item after it's been introduced. You have to have something, you know, in other words, to kill it.
So there has to be another action, in this case, a lack of action.
Correct.
For this item to disappear.
Correct.
Now that's based on council rules, Robert's Rules of Order, or procedure.
Well, that's how it's been done in the past, and that's how we can continue to do it. So, from what I understand, mm-hmm. it's chair rules, mm-hmm. and that's how I'm going to handle it.
So let's be very specific on where you stand about this issue. You don't care either way, but you want the people to be happy.
I want the people to decide, you know, what they want. I'm just trying to find a tool to help us get the things that we need. And if this tool doesn't work, if the people don't want this tool, that's not a problem. I don't have an issue with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the TIF district on the target area worked great, you know, and it's still working good. We have more things coming. But if the people don't want that large of a TIF, that's fine. You know, I don't have an issue with it. But we're going to have to find some kind of ways to fund these projects. And we know the federal government's not going to help us. The state's not going to help us. So we have to help ourselves. So, you know, if they want to wait a little bit longer for it, not a problem. We can do that. I have no issues with that at all.
In terms of, I don't know, I don't want to call it discretionary money, but the way that the budgeting process works, the majority of money that comes into consolidated government, where is the majority of that money spent? Is it primarily about personnel and retirement and benefits? Or
I would say personnel is a good 60%, 65% of the budget, or maybe 70% of the budget. It's a large portion of the budget.
Mm-hmm. So what happens now? I mean, I guess everybody goes back to the drawing table, so to speak, on where to look for some more money, where to possibly find some more money.
Well, it's not, you know, we'll have this removed and we'll just go back and look and we'll continue to work. And I mean, we'll just keep moseying along, you know, doing our road projects, our drainage projects, and with no new funding sources, you know, it's really hard to get any major projects out there started and finished.
Mm-hmm. Could you find money in the budget? Is there a way?
If there's a money tree outside of City Hall, we're going to pick it clean, I can tell you.
I guess you can't really, but I guess it really comes down to prioritizing, too.
Yeah, we have to start prioritizing. And I think the past 3 years, this council has prioritized quite a bit. We've taken projects and we've combined projects and to try to get things finished and moved along. So we're moving towards a lot of consolidating of projects and monies. Mm-hmm. So we're cleaning it up, and it's just going to take a little more time to mm-hmm. move forward. You know?
So it'll be more of a piecemeal kind of thing over a couple of years, do you think?
Oh, it's going to take quite a few years to do some of the projects we wanted. Mm-hmm. It was some big projects.
Mm-hmm. What about the discussion possibly of outsourcing some departments within consolidated government? I know the state of Louisiana is very interested in possible further development of that avenue, or even public-private partnerships. Some people love them. Some people hate them. Do you think that might be something that consolidated council members might be interested in?
On a local level, you know, privatizing your services is not really a good idea because it will cost you more. It will cost the people more. When you go on a state level and the national level, it's such a large scale.
Because it's a bigger pool
of
people.
Right, it's a bigger pool of people, so it may be better on that scale. But on a local level, you don't have, you know, consolidated government has 2,300 employees. We have 200,000 people in Lafayette Parish. I mean, if you privatize it, it's going to cost you more. No matter how, we figured it out, that it's going to cost you more. With a guy in public works, if a mechanic to say. Mm-hmm. If you brought your car to get fixed lately, it's not cheap. And it's actually cheaper to hire someone with the benefits and keep him here for 30 years than to actually outsource fixing the vehicle.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's interesting.
So over time, yeah. So I guess the scale does make a difference.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Now, let's talk about the number of employees we have. We have 2,300 for about 200,000 people, roughly, mm-hmm. or so.
Right.
Okay, so what is that? That's about 1%.
About 1%, yeah.
About 1%. Is that typical? And I don't always like to compare, but I'm just kind of curious if you happen to know about other areas. I mean, is that kind of typical for a municipality?
I've never really made the comparison. Mm-hmm. You know, I was mainly concerned just getting the number of employees we need to do the work we need to do in Lafayette. So I guess we can look at that also as far as comparing to other areas. It's just tough. I hate to compare to other areas. You know, because
their tax structures may
be
different.
Yeah, it's all different, so it's a little tough.
Yeah, but great for, you know, continuing discussion, I guess, amongst council members.
Oh, yes, always good.
Trying to find a way to find the money. All right, so as it stands, we'll wait to see what happens tonight.
Correct.
And it sounds like you're hoping that this will just die its own death and that nobody will do anything with it other than just let it fall off the table, basically.
Yes, it just needs to die and go away and then come back another day.
All right. Or not.
Or not.
What the people want.
Whatever
you know?
The people want is up to the people.
Well, there you go. Very much so. Jay Castile, our chairman of the Lafayette Consolidated Council, thank you very much for your discussion this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, folks, the newsmakers that you need right here in this studio, you'll find them on KPEL 965 and at KPEL965.com.